His check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. A New York man accused of mugging a disabled customer in the parking lot of a cannabis dispensary in Great Barrington has been ordered held without bail for 120 days. While his accomplice remains at large, Shane Adams, 21, of Pine City, New York, was held as dangerous after a hearing Friday in Central Berkshire District Court, according to the Great Barrington Police Chief. Adams was arrested November 13th for allegedly pushing a man who was using crutches as he left Theory Wellness on Stockbridge Road in the afternoon, stealing a small amount of cannabis that he had just purchased. State police in New York Tuesday charged a Columbia County woman involved in a one-car accident. Ashley L. Williams, 24, of Claverick, charged with driving while ability impaired by drugs. She was given an appearance ticket for Claverick Town Court for December 15th. Three people, including Williams, were taken to Albany Medical Center by Greenport Rescue Squad with non-life-threatening injuries. The other two occupants were an unidentified man, 26, from Albany, and an unidentified man, 25, from Ogdensburg. Two Housatonic Valley Regional grads have earned a prestigious award in historian the Republican American. Mary Cullerton and Lauren Murtaugh are now part of an elite group. The two University of Connecticut students and graduates of Housatonic Valley Regional High School were presented with the American FFA degree. Just 0.5% of all FFA members around the country earn that prestigious designation. Governor Ned Lamont yesterday increased the fine for restaurants, stores, and other businesses for violating COVID-19 capacity and gathering limits to $10,000. He also authorized the State Commissioner of Public Health to enforce reopening rules and other state laws and regulations in any town or city where local officials are not effectively in compliance. The new penalty for violating capacity restrictions, gathering limits, and other reopening rules is 20 times the previous maximum of $500. Connecticut lawmakers are proposing plans to legalize marijuana in 2021. The incoming Democratic majority leaders of the House announced a two-track plan to pursue legalization of marijuana in the 2021 legislative session outside the Rocky Hill headquarters of CT Pharma, a medical marijuana producer. If Connecticut fully legalizes marijuana, CT Pharma has the capacity to expand production beyond medical marijuana to also supply a recreational market, according to company leaders on Tuesday. As Thanksgiving approaches, students of all ages are preparing for a break and families reunite. The impact of COVID-19 continues to be felt throughout the Hudson Valley and New York region. At least one Dutchess County resident died for reasons relating to the illness for five consecutive days, according to the most recent data available from Dutchess County. Three resident deaths were recorded on Saturday, marking the first time more than two had died on any given day since May 29th. At Housatonic Valley Regional High School and Salisbury Central School, an update was given on COVID-19. Notification of a family member in Salisbury Central School community testing positive for coronavirus. The affected person is a caregiver for one of the middle school students about whom they reported last week in their letter of November 18th. As you know from the letter, there is also a sibling at Housatonic who is currently being tested. The Housatonic student is symptom-free and has not been in school since last week. The affected family member has never been in the school building and has had no contact with any staff or students other than the aforementioned students. New guidance from the Connecticut Department of Public Health said families should not be taking loved ones out of nursing homes for Thanksgiving Day gatherings. This is just one of the steps the state is taking to try and limit outbreaks in nursing homes. One of those steps is to reopen COVID-19 recovery facilities around the state. Right now, facilities can take in 334 patients. Public health officials are looking for more, especially in eastern Connecticut. However, they also think 400 should be sufficient because they've learned a lot about treatment since last spring. The state already has identified four facilities: Torrington Health and Rehab Center, Quinnipiac Valley Center in Wallingford, Westfield Care and Rehabilitation in Meriton, and Riverside Health and Rehabilitation in East Hartford. Connecticut hospitals already preparing for the COVID-19 vaccine to arrive. On Tuesday, Hartford Healthcare announced they recently purchased three freezers to store vaccines in when they come out. The director of infection prevention said the freezers will serve an important role, making sure as many people receive the vaccines as possible. Other Connecticut hospitals also have purchased freezers recently. There are already about 10 large freezers set aside for vaccine storage throughout the state. The Sharon Methodist Church is not sponsoring their annual pie sale the Wednesday before Thanksgiving due to COVID, nor will they be having their Christmas fair on the first Saturday in December due to the virus. Hopefully, they'll be able to return next year. The traditional Thanksgiving dinner for those in need, usually held at the Pilgrim House on Granite Avenue in North Canaan, will be takeout only this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Meals will be distributed directly to cars of the recipients on Thanksgiving Day in front of the Pilgrim House between noon and 2 p.m. Home delivery will be available. If you wish to make a food donation or arrange for home delivery of meals or volunteer with all the proper personal protective equipment, contact Beverly Becker at 860-824-5854 or 860-671-1892. The Town of North Canaan holiday gift program is underway. If you haven't received your application, you can pick one up at the Town Hall or contact the Social Service Office at 860-824-7313, extension 110, and leave a message with information for one to be mailed to you. The applications are due by December 1st. Community Health and Wellness Center has a coronavirus COVID-19 testing going on 9:30 until 12 at the North Canaan Town Hall. While supplies last, for more information in the register, 860-489-0931. Kent Park and Recreation Commission on their agenda for their special meeting tomorrow at 1 o'clock. It is a meeting where you can get that information to join in on their website. Salisbury ZBA has a meeting at 5 p.m. Then on Thursday, the Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station will be closed for the holiday. In Dover, the Town Board regular meeting will be held 6:30 till 7:30. Coming up November 27th at 7 p.m., Town Hall Players in Cornwall hold their virtual viral variety show. On the 28th in Cornwall at 4:30, Cornwall reads Cornwall at the library via Zoom. An opening reception will be held Saturday, November 28th from 5:30 till 8 p.m. at Standard Space Nostalgia. Now, Standard Space will only be open to the public by appointment under pandemic COVID-19 rules, 12 to 6. Friday through Sunday, other appointments can be arranged Monday through Thursday. You must bring your own mask. Now, the opening reception is weather permitting. Reception will be held outside from 5:30 till 8. Four individuals or one family group will be admitted to the exhibition at time. Refreshments will be served outside. Remember to please bring your mask. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakeninn.com, also on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up over 454 points yesterday to 30,046.24. The NASDAQ starts off today at 12,036.79 and the S&P 500 at 3635.41. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.